Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. Nope, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, or that deep fryer. I tell you what, Mother Nature is shining on us. We got this feels like summer, and I just got to get out and do a little barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You got that right, Jop. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grillin' Guys, so it's the weekend.
Yeah.
It's here, baby. And it wouldn't be fair to talk about this weekend without doing a little bit of chit-chat about last weekend, because Jop and I and hundreds of our listeners had an awful lot of fun Saturday. As cold as it was, we had fun.
Yeah, the it was snowing sideways, and we just have to give a big hell yeah to the people that showed up at Chase Creek Smokehouse up there just outside of Reed City for our Operation GI Barbecue fundraising event.
That was pretty impressive. All the people that, I mean, they were there specifically for that. They didn't just come for the blessing of the bikes. They came for the blessing of the weather and the troops. So it was. I got to tell you, very heartfelt and from our perspective, and we appreciate all those that came. We certainly appreciate these people that came and just pulled their wallets out and bought stuff and donated. I mean, just kept throwing money in the pot. We reached our goal. We had over $5,000, and so we have enough money to now ship our loads. First load going out next week, and we could still use a little bit more, because I have a feeling when it comes time to deliver these next two loads, we're going to be squeaking the checkbook out. But just God bless you all. Thank you so much for what you did. It was. I'm still in awe, and I'm not only in awe of the listeners, but the real thing is what Pat and Linda and the staff at Chase Creek Smokehouse did to make us feel welcome and to prepare their facility for us. I mean, they built a big patio, fire pit, outdoor bar. And Pat says, well, I was going to do it anyway. Yeah, but dude, he had it done for this, a stage for the band.
On wheels. This is the first one of those I've seen. And we're not talking a 10 by 10 stage.
No.
This thing had a roof on it like a bandstand. I bet it was 40 feet wide and 15 feet deep.
Like an amphitheater.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But it was on wheels, so
you
could move it around, man.
Anything half, you know what, up there.
Yeah, it was cool. But no, Pat and Linda were consummate hosts.
But their help.
Right. If you've not been there, Chase Creek Smokehouse, 131 north to the Reed City exit, go west about 6 miles to the little burg of Chase, Michigan. There's an antique shop on the corner. Turn there. You'll see that you can't miss it.
Can't
what a wonderful
it.
Place. Great destination for you to go. Barbecued food was awesome.
It's an experience.
Right.
If you go in the main dining room, and we didn't get a chance too much, but they have a ceiling fan with, like, I think there are 15-foot blades on it.
Right.
It looks like something Howard Hughes would have built.
Right.
And, if I think about it, Pat is kind of like Howard Hughes. He's one of these eccentric guys who just has a vision, and he built this place and rebuilt it after it burnt. And he keeps just making everything bigger and better. And Linda, of course, really the truth of it is, and it's a secret, but Linda really, you know, calls all the shots and runs the place. Pat just signs the checks and lets her do what she wants. But
whatever the formula is, it works, brother.
It's a great partnership. Yeah, she works really hard to run that staff. And I just want to say that their staff is stellar. And we love you ladies, because it's almost all women. There's a couple guys running around there doing the heavy lifting, but those girls have been with him a long time, and they're just a delight.
you know, and the kind of people they are, and they'd be embarrassed if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The lady that runs their kitchen, they gave her a gift. The Chase Creek bought one of the Henry rifles that was on our auction and gave it to their kitchen manager so she could give it to her husband.
I didn't even know that.
For their anniversary.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I mean, what a cool little story the story. But yeah, that's just the quality of people they are. And the kitchen manager didn't know it was coming. And so she was able to give this gift to her husband. And he was eyeing it up and wanting to bid on it. But no, we really can't afford that because, you know, it went for quite a bit of money. But at the end of the day, what a great story. I mean, it's those little things like that.
Well,
that make
and Chase Creek also, you know, put in a lot of money. They paid us a buck a beer and paid us for all the chicken dinners. And it was
right.
It was fantastic. So hats off to them.
Many of our sponsors stepped up. And we had people up there donating stuff that just drove in.
Okay, how long have we been on the air? 6.5 years?
Right.
That's the best event we've done in 6.5 years.
Right.
Can you remember a better
one? No. It just all came together in spite of 40-degree weather and snow.
Can you imagine if it wasn't cold, the biker turnout we would have gotten?
Yeah.
Because we had hardcore bikers there. I mean, guys and women and all leather and suited up. And they were there. They were there.
And let me tell you what, they came from a long ways away. One of the guys that bought one of the bonefish packages that was there was from Niles, clear down on the border. And he rode his motorcycle up in that 30-plus degree weather to be up there for that. And just cool stories all around it.
Yeah. But. So the Operation GI Barbecue thing is a success, and we're so happy that you've all helped us. If you haven't donated, we're probably going to do it again. We're going to keep this fund rolling. Go to GIBBQ.com, hit the donate page, throw a couple bucks on there, and if you love your troops at all, we're just trying to do our little part to bring some peace, love, and barbecue to American forces.
And we're going to be doing that. Like I said, Barbecue Bob, and we're going to be headed down to the military base.
Fort Bragg,
and drop off our first batch of all the fixins to them down there.
Yeah,
and
a big shout-out to American Stockyard Barbecue Sauce, Original Juan. .com. You can go to originalwan.com. They donated like over $15,000 worth of sauce. Parker Charcoal out of Tennessee. Honestly, phenomenal charcoal we're bringing to our troops. I got a couple bags for you too.
Right. We actually ordered an extra skid for us. That's how much we like this stuff. So it's cool. The whole thing is just very cool. But anyway, coming up this summer, we got a lot of events that we're doing. A lot of different people are ringing our chain, and we really enjoy that and appreciate it. June 18th, Bob, what's this Porkapalooza thing?
I am headed, June 4th, I'm going to go to Minnesota and work with Tony Courthouse at Qtopia Barbecue. He's got a very successful barbecue team there, and he's an old friend of mine from back in the smoker days.
Yeah, we've had him on the show, I think.
Yeah. He's got a big barbecue shop called Qtopia in Minneapolis, Minnetonka, actually. And I'm going to do a barbecue event with him and his team. They're like the number one team in the state of Minnesota right now. So I'm going to brush up on competition. And then on June 18th, I'm going to be up at Porkapalooza in Edmonton, Alberta. It's barbecue fest, and my company, Arctic Spa, is going to buy one of these big American barbecue system smokers because they want one for corporate. And we're going to have our first ever barbecue team, and I'm going to head that up, and we're going to go in and compete downtown Edmonton right at the Eskimo Stadium. That's their Canadian football team.
Right.
And they have a big festival going on there, and so we're going to throw down the gauntlet. There's a pork challenge we'll be doing Saturday, and then Sunday is the official KCBS tournament.
So you're heading up an international team.
Yes.
Going up there. So,
and I'll tell you
what,
man. I'm a little scared because the teams they've got coming in for this are big. You should see the pictures on the site. They have equipment that is, fold out partitions to keep you from seeing what they're doing.
Yeah, looks like bigger partitions. Ain't always better, brother. Bigger ain't always better. Just bring your A game. But you are, you know what? You're smart. You're going up there to Minnesota to do a little brush up in a competition before you head up there.
Because it's changed a whole lot since you and I did one.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing more about this, but on that same day, June 18th, when you're up in Edmonton, I'm going to be over at Garrett's Appliance on the southwest side of Grand Rapids, and there's a giant open house and outdoor cooking event that's going on there.
We do that every year.
Yep, we've done it every year.
And you're going solo this year.
I am. That's okay. There's a little bit of competition there, but not much. And basically what we're doing is we're helping all you guys figure out what the right grill is for your backyard. And that's a great place to do it because on that day, we're going to be actually demoing almost all the equipment that they have.
Ton of food.
There. Yeah, and a ton of food will be given away. But anyway, should be a lot of fun. We got a lot of busy things going on this summer. And coming up next, we're going to break this down. This is part of my one of the favorite shows we do is because we're going to break this down to the basics this week and get into some fundamentals of grilling for those of you that are maybe aren't 100% sure of what's going on in your backyard. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4 packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend. Come on now. Get out, get up, and get it going because it's a beautiful day and you're going to want to take advantage of it and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that was a really nice little bumper music from our producer, Mr. Brian Fonger. Condolences to him for losing his grandfather last week. Terrible time. And just our heartfelt thoughts go out to you. Go to gibbq.com and check out our effort. And check us out at thegrillinguys.com. We are, it's a blog, so you can actually post comments, ask questions, do what you like. There's a lot of recipes we've put on over the years. Some cool pictures of things we do. You can check us out on Facebook forward slash thegrillinguys. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And just stay in touch with us that way, because we really do this just for fun. Trust me, the money sucks.
Yeah, well, if we did it for the money, we wouldn't have a place over our head. But you know what? We're not complaining. We're not crying. We're lucky that we get an opportunity to do this, because it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of opportunities, I thought the opportunity of having a nice Thunder Trail ESB from Arcadia Ales this morning was quite an opportunity I couldn't pass up on.
Well, Bob, I agree. We couldn't pass up on an opportunity to have a great Michigan-made ale that comes from the Battle Creek or Kalamazoo Brewery. I'm not sure which one they make this one.
Kalamazoo. Almost everything's out of Kalamazoo. Yep, that's their big production facility. But Thunder Trail is an ESB, Extra Special Bitters, English-style ale, even though Timmy is a Scotsman. He has to copy
the Brits. It's not bitter, and that's one of the few microbrewed beers that has a misnomer in its name, because there's nothing bitter about that.
No, what it means is they put extra special bitters in it. It just gives it that little bit of a tartness.
Right, but very, very drinkable, smooth. Oh. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm not an IPA super hop guy that, you know, when it bites the back of your
throat. That's why I had to change your name to Crappy Joppy from Hoppy Joppy.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't like the hops. That.
Are we going to talk about grills anytime?
Nah, beer is more fun.
Show? Yeah, I agree. But
how to light a charcoal grill?
Well, it sounds pretty fundamental, but there are some things you want to know, right?
You'd be surprised, wouldn't you? I was just talking with some folks Saturday back at the event, and this guy was talking about having trouble lighting, and he was talking about his briquettes and the lighter fluid.
Ooh.
And it was
all that's kind of a 1-2 punch right there.
Yeah, I had to really calm myself down and go, you know, just be kind and be the teacher now. Don't be condescending and uppity barbecue boy.
Yeah. Well, and what you're referencing there is briquettes and lighter fluid. Neither one of those are our preferred ways to fuel a fire or start a fire.
Well, first of all, lighter fluid is 100% no.
Correct.
Do not.
And the reason,
and if you're going to use it, you might as well use briquettes, because you suck on both sides.
Right. But the lighter fluid is a petroleum-based product, and while it flashes and gets your fire going, you're going to taste that in your food. It doesn't go away. And you know what? If you've always done it this way, then maybe you can't tell.
You actually like it. Yeah, see, the funny thing is, when you're doing it, you love the smell of that lighter fluid because it gets you excited. You know you're going to have food. And when you smell it light, it's like, oh, boy, this is barbecue. Yeah. Until you quit using it, and then you say, I don't miss that flavor at all. You actually do taste it in your food, and you like the food so much that you kind of think that's how it's supposed to be. I'm convinced of that anyway. I don't know that.
I would agree with you, because you know what? You're susceptible to the marketing machine. Kingsford is the king, and Kingsford comes in a briquette. And we've all done it. Every one of us that's listening out there has had a bag of Kingsford, and you threw it in the bottom of your Weber kettle, and you sprayed the fluid on it, and woof, got a fire.
And there's a cultural beginning to that, and it started actually in Kingsford, Michigan. Henry Ford had a factory up there that he, I believe it was a giant sawmill, where he made all the wooden crates for his parts and the wooden slats for the truck beds and all this stuff, and he ended up with an awful lot of trimmings and waste. So he decided, being a frugal, smart entrepreneur, to burn that down and make charcoal, and he ended up with so much of the silth left over that he came up with this way of mixing it with clay and baking it into a briquette, and then found out it would reburn again at, you know, 800 degrees versus 1200 for lump charcoal. So it's still better than nothing. What it's evolved into, though, is giant production. And these companies that make it actually spray the molds with borax to release the briquette from the mold. That's one of the problems I really have with it. I'm okay with the clay. It's the other stuff in there that is, in my opinion, toxic, which comes into smoke into your food, and now you're actually ingesting things that are not meant to be.
Right. Couldn't be said better, Bob.
But how smart of Henry Ford? I mean, he came up with a briquette.
Yeah, and it's all good. So you ask yourself then, well, if not briquettes, then what?
Lump.
Right? and it's called lump charcoal. And describe what that is versus what you described as a briquette.
Okay, lump charcoal is made from hardwood, and typically the typical fuel that these big charcoal kiln owners use are the rounded outside cuts from a logging mill where they run the log a first couple times through a shaper, and it takes off a couple inches off the side, and it's round on the outside, of course, and then the flat cut to begin that first log to saw. And so they end up with tons of these. You see them in front of sawmills all the time for sale, the whole bundle for $5 or whatever. It's leftover. It's waste. So these kiln owners, they buy all this up, and they stack it up in these giant concrete or steel kilns, and they tightly control the oxygen and the ventilation, and they set it on fire. And once the whole thing gets ablaze and it gets to a certain point to where it's not ash, but it's charred, they snuff the fire out and they kill it. And that's why Parker calls their kiln, they call it a kill instead of a kiln. Okay. It's just a Tennessee slang thing for them. But Parker happens to use really nice oak and hickory, and they have a steel kill, and their patented process actually gives a higher BTU, if you can believe it, charcoal as a result of the way they kill it. So they're, believe it or not, you know, it looks just like dirty black stuff, but there's some real science behind that. And there's a lot of variables in the grade of that charcoal. For example, there's some big brands on the market. You find them in hardware stores. They're in brown bags, and they're very poor grades. They use all kinds of junk. They use
different kinds of wood.
Trimmings from flooring manufacturers, stuff with laminates on. I mean, it's really low grade. So I know we're a little bit off the track here, but this is really important, kids.
No, because it is, because the difference is you're putting a quality fuel underneath the food that you're cooking. You're not putting a petroleum product on it to start it. You're just using a, you know, there's any variety, but that charcoal will ignite with a match. And if you hold a flame on that long enough, one of those little flame sticks or something you can buy. But anyway, you just...
A Burns-O-Matic does a great job at lighting charcoal. You just hit it with your torch and boom, she'll take
now,
right
you'll say,
off.
Well, wait a minute, that's a propane fuel, but it's not on the charcoal. It's in the bottle and the flame that it's generating.
We
is
use
lighting.
Propane fuels all the time. Every right. gas grill is right. propane or
exactly.
natural gas.
But
so.
The point is that the lump charcoal, L-U-M-P, lump charcoal, is a much better source of heat. It burns about 50% hotter.
1,200 degrees.
Versus 800 on the briquette. So it burns hotter and it'll burn longer. That's the other thing, too, is you can control the air that gets to that, and it'll go out, and you can relight it again, and it burns so efficiently.
It's so hot, you have to use less of it.
Right. Yeah, very good.
So it's $20 a bag for good stuff.
Right.
Versus $10 a bag for the briquette.
Right.
And they're both 20-pound bags. Well, some of them are down to 18.8 now. But
kind of like when I buy dog food, I used to buy a 40-pound bag. Now it's like 32.5 pounds yeah, for the same price. Right. It's like, what the crock of crap that
is. Oh, yeah.
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 But anyway, so enough about our charcoal, but there you have it. We're lump charcoal fans, as you probably figured out. And we'll talk about some more about that in a little minute. But coming up next, we might put a little yard bird on the grill and teach you a couple things about the do's and don'ts for that. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's.
2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We got down a little rabbit trail there on the lump charcoal, but I think it was all important information. And what we didn't do was talk about how to light the stuff in the equipment and or products that are out there to do that. So before we get into Yardbird on the grill, we're gonna finish that conversation. What you thinking, Bob?
Well, you know, I think the longer you barbecue, the more opinionated you get.
Sure.
You know,
well, you try stuff
you get
and it works
way.
And it doesn't.
Yeah, you get your way, and I'm just as guilty as anybody of thinking, no, this is the best. But it's if you keep an open mind, you'll always find new, different, cool things. And a case in point, when I was in Maine a few weeks ago, they pulled out a couple Primo smokers, and I said, so do you have any of those Rutland starter squares? Because it's also a fireplace shop, and they always sell those for log lighters.
Sure.
And they go, no, we just use cedar. I'm like, you use cedar? And they go, yeah, we use these cedar fire sticks. And I thought they meant the kind with the coating on them. There's like kerosene or something on them. You know, they get logs
again,
going.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. And they go, no, it's just little thin slats of cedar. And they said it starts up really easy. You just put a little bit of paper in with it. And so I did their method, and it was remarkable because that cedar, I mean, when it takes off, it really burns nicely.
Yep.
So they were just little cedar slats or little, you know, balsam would work or pine.
Almost
or,
like a shim. A wooden
yeah,
shim or
exactly. Just a little, it. Like a splinter
right.
And cedar shakes, you know, scraps of anything like that work really nice. And you put a little paper under it and then you stack your lump charcoal up over it. And holy cow, it smelt, the cedar burning smelt really good.
Oh, it
too.
Always is.
I it's, know.
You know, you cedar plank fish.
Yeah, that's the best
things.
Part is
yeah,
the smell.
Exactly.
But so that's a cool method, and it won't work for briquettes so well, probably. I don't
right.
know. But let's not worry about briquettes. If you're still going to use briquettes, you can figure out your own way. Another thing are these little cubes, those little Weber white cubes.
Now, those are petroleum-based product, but again—
Nope. No,
is it paraffin?
Paraffin.
Okay, thank you. But again, you're putting it under the charcoal. You're not pouring it on it. And that's the difference. So you light these, because I use those. I bought They're three awesome. Packages of them. It's simple and quick and easy. You set it down, and it's a little cube about an inch by an inch, right?
I bought a bunch of them a couple weeks ago when I was at Kingsland Hardware, because they're a big Weber dealer. And Weber makes a great – I think it is Weber's product, actually.
Exactly. Yeah, but you just put a match to these things. They immediately light. They burn for about 10 minutes, and they'll get your charcoal going. And again,
they're like my favorite because they light so easy.
Right.
The cardboard wafer ones, those little squares
like
or
that
wafers,
pressed stuff. Yeah,
they burn really well too. But they're a little bit of a trick to light in the wind. Whereas those white ones, I mean, they take
you
right
put
off.
A flame gets to them. Yeah, they take off and they burn. They burn slow, nice and slow. So you got 15, 20 minutes of that to get your goal going. But okay, so we got it lit now. Let's talk a little bit about probably one of the most popular things that's on the grill. What are you waiting
well,
me down?
Well, also the chimney.
Oh, okay.
Because that's another Weber invention. This is a Weber show today. Sorry.
Okay.
And it looks like your mom's old flour sifter. Remember those things?
Yeah, yeah. A little
it looks kind of like that. And you basically fill the top, and a sifter would work. You fill the top with your charcoal.
Mama might like you, though.
And then you put some wadded up newspaper underneath it, and it's got little holes around the side, and you just touch a match to it. The papers burn because you wadden the paper up, so it's kind of like a dense. It's a little bit like the cedar strips.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a little bit like me, dense.
Nope.
Didn't go there.
Nope.
You took a pass on that one.
I did. And they work really well. It's just a metal can. It's got a handle on it, and you get the whole thing going, and you let that charcoal literally, because it's in a cylindrical shape, the heat from the bottom just lets all that charcoal ignite all the way up, because you know what it's like to have the outer stuff that's not burning.
Right.
Well, this just makes sure it's all burning, and you can literally dump your coals into your
rest of your charcoal, yep.
Or just on the grill, and that's very often enough to do your grilling. It's remarkable how little bit of charcoal it takes to actually grill.
Right.
We all over charcoal.
Sure.
Guilty.
Guilty, yeah, as charged, Your Honor. All right, now, are we ready?
We are.
For a little yard bird on the grill?
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the most popular things to grill, other than a burger or a dog, and anybody can do that, is chicken.
Yep.
And very popular in the marketplace are the skinless, boneless chicken breasts. Really, really easy to mess these things up.
I wonder how many people actually grill skinless, boneless.
Well, you know what? They're so versatile when they're done.
Yeah.
And I think that's why everybody likes to go to that.
But well, because there's no bone to pick through, there's no mess.
Right.
But I wonder, honestly, I grill a ton of them because I use 100% infrared when I use those.
Right.
And that's a safe way to do it, although I did dry some out last night.
Yep, it
happens. I kind of overdid them.
It happens because you go from great to kind of bad in about a minute with those things.
It's not long at all.
Right, which is, again, you know, the
thermopen.
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the digital thermometer when you're not comfortable with how your grill cooks and your timing. You got to go to the digital thermometer.
20 degrees makes a ton of difference. Right. I brought some of them up to like 178, 180, and once those cooled, they were really dry.
Right.
It was crazy
difference
between.
So what is
between,
the number?
You know, I think if you pull them at 160, you're good.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be at 165, but this meat all just gets more and more pure. So 160, I find for processed chickens, okay.
Right, so you're looking at these skinless, boneless chicken breasts. You put them on there. Do you put a little oil on them before they hit the grill, or do you just throw them right on?
Definitely.
Right, exactly.
Actually, I oil the grate right before I set them down, too, because skinless, boneless want to stick like crazy.
Right.
And never use your balsamics for a marinade with skinless, boneless.
Right.
Because it turns to sugar, turns black, it's going to stick, it's a mess. Use that as a finishing.
Yeah, but the Old World Olive Company has tons of flavor infused or seasoning infused oils that work very good for this. And boy, you really don't need much.
No.
You're putting a little bit on there, rubbing both sides of it. There's two things. You're getting a flavor profile, but you're also getting a lubricant so it doesn't stick. And those are the two pieces that you really have.
And I like the lime EVO that they have for the chicken.
Fabulous.
It works so nice.
Especially if you're using any kind of Mexican dishes or anything. That works also really well on salad.
So skinless, boneless, I'm going to say 5 to 6 minutes aside.
Right.
Bring them up to 160.
Are you doing a smoking hot grill? Are you doing a medium grill?
Medium for chicken.
Right, exactly.
Thighs and drumsticks, we're going to say a 10-ounce piece of meat. It's about 15 minutes in an indirect fashion with the skin up, yep. About 15 minutes, and then you're going to flip it and cover it for about 10 minutes.
When you say cover it, what do you mean?
Well, you're going to have it. You're going to have the meat. You're going to have the lid down.
Okay.
And right. The indirect, you always have the lid down.
Right. And so for those that don't understand, what's the difference between direct and indirect? It's pretty simple.
Yeah, your charcoal is pushed to one side of the grill.
Right.
Or you turn on your burners on just one side. And right. You cook
and,
on the other
and
side.
And what you're doing then is you're not burning anything when you flip it over. You're still getting the heat. It's a convective heat. Then it's circulating around the meat. It's not right underneath the
and
meat.
If you're burning with charcoal, that's a great time to pour some of those Jack Daniel's wood-flavored chips or something like that on your coals if you're doing indirect. Now you're really smoking. You're but smoking.
Smoke them if you got them, baby.
I think it's about time for another one of these ESBs here.
Yeah, right. Thunder Trail is taking us down a great road today, and we appreciate our friends at Arcadia Ales for hooking us up with a little bit of Thunder Trail. But, again, back to the thighs and drumsticks. That ThermoPen is going to help you, or a digital thermometer, whichever you choose.
Put it right down on the joint.
Right.
Hit the bone with it.
Hit the bone with
make
it.
Sure you're at least 160.
That's the last place drumsticks, that's going
to
get done.
Drumsticks and bone-in thighs, I'm going to run them up to about 175 because there's so much connective tissue and stuff in there that the hotter it gets, the more it reduces that stuff. It just makes it a much more edible piece of protein. So you don't end up with the tougher, stringy parts. It really emulsifies that. Meat.
Well, that and guys, gals, for that matter, if you've got guests over and you get this really cool-looking chicken thigh that hits the plate and it looks beautiful on the outside.
Oh,
and
when it tastes
they cut
so much
it
better.
And there's blood along the bone, man, you're
going to fail.
They're going to bail on you in a hurry. And that whole 170 degrees, just make sure that doesn't happen. But it's deep in. It's up against the bone. It's not in the tissue.
It reminds me of a Thanksgiving we did at Maureen's cousins when they lived in Grand Rapids. Bloody turkey.
Oh.
And they were ranting and raving about it.
Were they?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know who rant and rave are, but they aren't invited to my party.
Well, they moved out of state.
It's exactly.
Okay. No, it's not a problem.
Well, Bob, like usual, we got through about half of the material we wanted to cover, so
I think
maybe we'll bleed over into the next segment because we're going to talk a little bit of pork chops, shrimp, and maybe some thick fish fillets. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, stick with us. We'll be back.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, I think summer has finally sprung, Bob. We're sprung, Bob? Is that a what the hell is that?
That is not going to be my new name.
Okay.
Sounds like a guy broke out of jail.
Yeah. Hey, we just sprung, Bob.
Yeah. But anyway, we're north of 70 degrees, and it's a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. And we've been talking a little bit about fuels and did a little yard bird, but wanted to catch up on another couple items that are really popular on the grill, and that's pork chops and maybe some seafood. But let's hit the pork chops first.
Okay.
What are you thinking, man?
Before you get me going on pork chops, which I love, I just, as you went into your funny little opener there and you were making me laugh right before the mic went live, this guy is just, he's crazy. But we were talking about singing and all this stuff, and I'm flooded with memories of last weekend, and one of the greatest.
Some of them not so clear.
Oh no, very clear. Actually, I was a good boy. I just had some red wine. I was pacing myself because I didn't want to get to be an idiot. But
is that Siciliano red wine glasses? The little juice glasses?
No, it wasn't that good.
Oh, they aren't that sneaky.
This was just
okay.
The house red. Yeah. But Siciliano is part of this story. Because he donated those beautiful cigars we sold.
He did.
And I actually stole a couple of them during the event, and I clipped them off. I smoked two cigars that day. Red wine, nice cigar, fire, great people. What's missing? Oh, I had my baby doll with me.
Yep.
Nothing.
Right. Nothing was missing. It was a good day.
Two cigars. It's my first ever two-cigar day.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know what, you were celebrating. We worked really hard for this.
Yes,
guys, and,
yes, it was
Operation
a bit of a
GI
climax
barbecue.
For
yeah.
that.
So
yeah.
it all came together. That's cool. So can I reel you in on pork chops?
Now you can do the pork chops.
All right, man.
I'm back off memory lane.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Hello, Bob. We're over here.
And this one time.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of you will buy pork loin, bulk pork loin, when it goes on sale in the store. I prefer a bone-in chop. Myself, I just like those better.
You just like saying chop.
A lot of those people are like, you don't need the bone. The meat's perfect. You know, I eat it either way. But
and that's not even one you can say for Gibby because you don't want to give him pork bones.
That is a great point.
But it does give you a handle.
Right. Yeah. Something to hang on to.
Like a lollipop, like a little lamb lollipop.
Right, if you want to go caveman on it.
Oh, yeah. Love going caveman.
So your top two or three items when you're doing pork chops that people need to be aware of.
Well, first of all, they got to be an inch thick. Now, I just picked up. We have a great listener who sat on the barbecue guild with us, and his name eludes me right at the moment. But he emailed me and said, "Hey, I got a half a cow. It's grass fed. I'm bringing it to Sage's. Do you want it?" And I just said yes. I didn't ask him price or anything.
Right.
It was probably stupid, but when Sage's called me to ask me how I wanted them cut, I said, "I want those steaks an inch and a half." It's a half a cow. I'm getting a half.
Okay, well, we were talking about pork.
No, I understand, but you're talking about the size of cuts.
Okay.
And
you're talking about size of cuts.
Well, that one-inch thick pork chop is a biggie, just like an inch and a half steak is a biggie. If you cut steak too thin, I don't know how you grill it. You know, just throw it on the hood of your car for 10 minutes and it's done.
On the manifold.
Yeah.
Right.
But a one-inch pork chop is a minimum. I like mine cut for an inch and a half there too, because I'm going to go kind of slow on a pork chop. I'm not going to heat the crap out of it. And I think one thing you find when you grill a bunch is we always think, oh, hot as we can get it, and you sear it, bang, bang. Yeah. Well, the more I grill, the more I'm saying, maybe not, maybe not. Pork chops that way, that's a really dense muscle. You've got a loin muscle in there that is, there's no marbling in a chop.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you're going to screw that thing up. Now, one thing I did recently for an event is I had a nice whole loin, and I just wrapped it in bacon, and I smoked it on the smoker. And then when it got to about 142, I pulled it off, wrapped it in foil, and I set it for about 20 minutes.
Off the grill. I mean, you pulled it off the smoker.
I pulled it off, wrapped it, and just parked it. I'm going to tell you, it was the best whole loin I've ever done in my life.
And what do you think? What do you think that is?
Temperature and the bacon.
Okay. Now the bacon was the bacon does a couple things. One, it's bacon, so you love to eat it. But two is it contains moisture, but it creates moisture as it cooks down as well.
Yeah, because it's such a lean piece.
Right.
And then I tented it. I put it in foil and just wrapped it up. And I parked it so it came down to temperature with those juices transferring through that muscle, because there's a whole intact muscle right there.
Right.
The fluids will transfer in that thing. So that's an important one to park, because that moisture is going to definitely transverse that muscle. You can't stop it. It's osmosis.
So you stopped at 142 there. A chop is about 145. Is where we want to stop that. And the grilling time, depending on the heat of your grill, but again, I'm in agreement with Bob, is that this is not a high heat cook. This is a medium heat cook. So you're going to do 4 to 6 minutes on either side of that to get that thing up to that temperature. But again, can't stress enough, digital thermometer is your best friend on the grill if you're not 100% comfortable with the meat that you're cooking in your
Absolutely.
Grill.
Absolutely. And this one listed here on the show plan is tenderloin. And we've got 1 pound. A loin is going to be like 3 pounds.
Right.
Unless it's a full loin, it's 7 pounds.
Right.
You know, did you ever get a whole loin? I mean, they're like 4 feet long. They're right. Gigantic.
Right.
It's a big hog.
Yeah, long hog.
Maybe that wasn't the loin.
Yeah.
Could have been his wings.
Could have been his wings. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, pork is easy to do, but just use your thermometer, 145 degrees. Internal temperature at the deepest point. The chops are easy. You do a whole tenderloin, you know, get it right in there in the center and make sure that you're at that temperature. You know, the pork is not poisonous. It's commercial grade stuff now. If you can get it farm raised, even better. But the point is...
Or Mangalista.
Right. Yeah. The point is that... Don't be afraid of it, but your thermometer is your friend. Let's talk a little bit about fish, Bob.
I thought bacon was our friend.
Well, I've got lots of friends on the grill. You know that. Thick fish fillets. What are you talking about there, man?
Yep, and you're going to blow by the shrimp? Okay.
Well, shrimp, yeah, we'll get back to that. It's a small conversation. They're shrimp.
Shrimp, 2 minutes per side. Their conversation's done.
Yeah.
A thick fish fillet. Should you be so lucky? I'm thinking swordfish, because I love grilling swordfish.
Thick, steaky,
hearty
fish.
It's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's just something you can get your hands on quite easily these days with frozen swordfish being so prevalent all over. They're going to be about 8 ounces, and if it's fresh, better yet, but they're going to be about 8 ounces. You're going to go 5 minutes flip it.
I think that's great advice. That's man's advice. It's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man. Now you're a man! A man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, I feel like a man today. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The absolute best pasties in Lower Michigan, rivaling the Upper Peninsula now. That's how good they are. And they got barbecue, too. If you don't know where Saranac is, Google it.
Yeah.
Never hesitate to reach for the last beverage or pizza, but not both. That's just mean.
You know what? That is good man law right there. You know, have a little courtesy for your brother.
But if it's the last piece of pizza, take it.
Yeah, somebody's got to eat
it. But not the last beer and the last piece of pizza.
Right. I got a brother-in-law
Don't be
like
a wuss
that,
about
that
it.
Was the pizza and beer guy. Oh. He's like, what?
I know who you're talking about. Like, you yeah. used to have.
Right, yeah. But he's like, what? What? And I'm like, come on, man. Really? That's you? Okay. Well, I just know because I always got more beer in the back.
Well, he didn't bring any of it either.
Yeah. But hey, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, or that deep fryer, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood because Mother Nature is shining on us, and you've got a great weekend to get out and get in your backyard. You've been listening to Grilling Guys, and we appreciate it.